Today's shir is Masechta Bav Metzia Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the second wide line. In our previous shir, we had begun discussing a ksuba. We had discussed what is the halacha of a ksuba is found. Do we have to be concerned? Can we give it back? To whom can we give it back? When can we give it back? Says the Gemara, Amalei Mak Shisha Bereder of Chizda Ravashi. Va'amonam and Erison. The halacha that an almana that only had erison, as we know, a Jewish marriage is conducted in two stages. First we have the erison, and then we have the nesuin. Midaraisa, a woman who had erison, is an eishes ish, but the husband and wife do not live together until they have nesuin. But says the Gemara, almana min erison, halacha of an almana from erison, that is like ksuba, that she's already entitled to ksuba. Ask the Gemara Manolan, from where do we know this halacha? It says the Gemara, Ilema, Mahadatan. If we're going to say from a Mishnah we learned in Masech the Ksubis, Dafnun Dalaram Beis, Dams Alman and Skarsha, the Mishnah teaches that if a woman marriage terminates, whether because her husband passed away and she's an Almano, because her husband divorced her and she is a Grusha, Meimene Irisin, Bayman and Nesuin, whether this was from the Erisin or the Nesuin, the halacha is Goyves HaKol. She's entitled to collect the entire Ksuba. And what is meant with Goyves HaKol is, as we discussed in our previous year, a Ksuba has the basic Ksuba. A mono is the amount that a woman who's not a Psula is entitled to. Masayim is the amount that a woman who is a psula is entitled to. And says the Gemara, the Mishnah says that when the marriage ends, whether it was she was just an arus or she's just a nesua, she's entitled to the entire ksuba. So isn't that a proof very much that she's entitled to ksuba from the erusin? Says the Gemara, that Mishnah is not necessarily a proof. Says the Gemara that Mishnah is not a proof. Dilma, the kasala, that the husband explicitly was prepared to give his wife a ksuba, even they only had erison. Ask the Gemara, the chitem, if you'll ask, if the husband took it upon himself, myla memra, of course, if he accepted that obligation on himself, so she will be entitled to it. Answers the Gemara, lafukim and Rabbelozim and Azaria, maybe that Mishnah is telling us that we don't follow the opinion of Rabbelozim and Azaria. Rabbelozim Azaria's opinion is, domar, that when a husband writes a ksuba, and he writes the Tosfos Ksuba, Shloch Tkosov Lo, Elam Nasla Kansa, with the intention that they ultimately will have Nesuin. And if they don't, she's not entitled. That's what the Mishnah is telling us, Istruchalei. But we don't have a proof that she automatically is entitled to Ksuba. And says the Gemara, Dai Kanami, I'll prove to you that that is the case of the Mishnah, that the husband took it upon himself. The Tani Goyves HaKol, Yam Bishlam the Tkosov Lo, that the husband willingly, voluntarily accepted on his own that he wants to give her this ksuba. Hani the Tani, that we could understand what the Mishnah says, Goyves HaKol. Because since he knowingly and willingly took upon himself this obligation, that's why she's entitled to it. Eli Amrit, the Lekosov law, if we're going to say the Mishnah is not speaking about a case where he took it upon himself, my Goyves HaKol, as we've been learning, the husband, if the only had erison and then the marriage ended, the halacha is she's only entitled mona masayim with this law. She's only entitled to the mona a masayim, not to any of the Tosfos Ksuva. Says the Gemara, Elam b'Tani Rav Chiya bar Ami. The source for this halacha is what Rav Chiya bar Ami taught us. The Ishtar Rusa, the halacha is that if a wife who of a kohen passes away, the halacha is that normally, of course, a kohen may not become tamei. But the halacha also is that if it's his wife, then he does accept upon himself. He does have to follow the halachas of avelus. And we know that until the nifter is buried, the person, the relative is an einan. The halacha is if they only had erison, he will not be an einan. If he's a kohen, even though it's his wife, but since she was only a rusa, even though a wife that's a that they had Nisuin, not only may a Kohen be Matam himself when she passes away, but actually the halacha is he's obligated to be Matam himself, but that's not if they only had Erisin. The Kain, he loya nenes, so too, when he passes away, Rechman al-Tzlan, she doesn't accept, she doesn't follow the rules of Einan, Vlemetamala, and he doesn't become, and she doesn't become Tamei to him. Mesa, if she dies while she's only, while they only had Erisin, Einu Yarsha, even though the halacha is that a husband is the Yorish of his wife, that does not apply when they only had Erisin. Meis who, and when he passes away, the halacha is Goyve Ksuba, so she's entitled to Ksuba. So again, we see from here that a wife, an Arusa, is entitled to a Ksuba. Again, ask the Gemara, Dilma, maybe the case of that halacha is that strictly the Kosovla, where the husband wrote to her, wrote that he's going to give her Ksuba. Ah, you'll ask, the Chitema, the Kosovla, that if the case over there is that he explicitly took it upon himself, so of course, Mila Memra, then obviously if he accepted that obligation upon himself, he has to fulfill it. And it's the Gemara, the Mishnah is coming to teach us a Chiddush, the Mesa, if she dies, even though as we said, normally a husband is the Yorish of his wife, here, Mesa, if she dies, Eri Yorsha, he doesn't Yashin her. That is the Chiddush over there. So we don't have a proof again, asked the Gemara, that a wife who's an Arusa is entitled to a Ksuba, even if the husband did not accept it upon himself. So here we learned that the halacha just told us that the wife, loy metamalo, is not allowed to, doesn't become tamei. So the question that many Rishonim ask, that a Kohen, unless the Torah allows him to be tamei, to become tamei, may not become tamei. But that halacha doesn't apply to a Kohenis. So why would there be a halacha that she shouldn't be allowed to be metama? Of course she's allowed to be metama. The halacha of tuma doesn't apply to females. So Rashi explains that what our Bryce has come to teach us is that the Arusa is not obligated to become tamei. As we said, that when a Kohen's wife, even though a Kohen is not allowed to become tamei, but when one of his close relatives passes away, not only is he allowed to become tamei, he's actually obligated to become tamei. Here, the Bryce is telling us that when the husband of the Arusa passes away, she's not obligated to become tamei, but of course, she may. Another pshat that Rashi Masechet Yevama suggests is what the Bryce is actually teaching us is that the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Dav Tez Zayin Amabeis, teaches us that Chayv Adam Latar Atzmai Beregel. A person has to go to the mikveh before Yontif because they have to be Tahar. And what the Bryce is teaching us here is that if an Arusa's husband passes away, and now it's before Yontif, the halacha is that she doesn't become Tamei. She's not allowed to become Tamei because she'll be Tamei in Yontif. So of course, when the halacha tells her to become Tamei, she should become Tamei. But when the halacha does not tell her to become Tamei, and that is a question of being Tamei on Yontif, the halacha is she should not do so. Which opens up an interesting question. Does this halacha of Chayv Adam Latar Atzma Regel, and we're learning actually here that it applies to men and women, does it apply Bezman Hazeh? The Rosh says that since the possibility of a full-fledged Tahara is not possible, because to have a full-fledged Tahara for Tamei Meis, you have to have the Eifa Paraduma, the ash and water mixed of the Paraduma and spritzed on the person who's Tamei. We obviously don't have the Paraduma. So says the Rosh, the halacha of Chayv Adam Latar Atzmei Beregel does not apply Bezman Hazeh. The Shagas Aryeh also says that the reason why there's a halach of chayiv adam utar atzma beregel is because one should be able to bring and eat the kabbanis that are brought in yontif. So nowadays we don't have kabbanis, so the halach of chayiv adam utar atzma beregel would not apply. However, the Be'er Hetiv quotes Paiskim who say that there's a special halacha that one should go to the mikveh before yontif, even though recognizing that that will not bring a full-fledged tahara, we have an obligation to do the best that we can. And therefore, he suggests that the halacha of chayiv adam utar atzma beregel would apply even b'zman hazeh. But back to our Gemara. The Gemara has begun the shir by trying to identify a source that teaches us that an arusa is entitled to ksuva, and the Gemara has not yet been successful. Says the Gemara, Ella Abaya migufa de masnis kardabai. Abaya said in our previous shir that in a place where they write a ksuba and the wife can't produce the ksuba, the husband could say parati, even though the ksuba is a maisa bezdin. It's not because the concern is, otherwise, how will our mana not be able, from an eris and collect the ksuba? Because we don't even have a source yet that she's entitled to the ksuba. And therefore, Abaya, says the Gemara, the gufa de masnis in chazabei, Abaya that spoke about a differentiation between a place where ksuba is written to a place where ksuba is not written, and that in all circumstances an arusa is entitled to the ksuba, and that the husband claiming that he paid the ksuba is ignored because a mas bezdin klum, it's actually brought on the Mishnah based on the Mishnah that we quoted in our previous year. It said, "Tzia get veini maksuba gavik subasa." This alkadatach. So says the Gemara. If we're going to say that this Mishnah that says that she's entitled to collect the ksuba is the mak mishen kaisun ksuba eskinen, and therefore the husband can't say parati, is because ain't tayanim achamaz bezdin, and therefore the get is the ksuba, and since the get is the ksuba, that is enough for her to collect the ksuba. At the get, so as the Gemara, how can we suggest the get represents the ksuba? Ask the Gemara, at the get, mona masayim ksuba, does the get make any reference to the ksuba? V'chi tema, so what will you say, says the Gemara? Kiv netekin olebana ligmeba, since Chazal said that she's entitled to the ksuba, so even though the get doesn't make any explicit indication about the ksuba, the halacha will be the command ksiva beidami, it's considered as if it says it explicitly. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, still the husband should be able to say, yes, there's a get, and yes, the get represents the obligation of a ksuba, but ask the Gemara, litain v'lema, why can't he say, parati, that I paid off the ksuba, v'chi tema, and if you'll say that, damrina le I parata, if indeed it's the case that you paid up the ksuba, ibayach ala mikri, you should have ripped up the get, so she shouldn't. If the get is a proof that there's a ksuba, the fact that you left the get with the wife, isn't that a proof that she is still entitled to the ksuba? And we don't believe you when you say parati, amalon, the husband's going to tell us, l'shafkan, she did not allow me to rip the get. Amra, because she said, b'inil and tsuvabe, I need the get to be able to get remarried. V'chi tema, because otherwise they'll be concerned that I'm still an Eishes Ish. I need to get the proof that I'm no longer an Eishes Ish. V'chi tema amrinalei. We still say to the husband, if you paid it, and yes, she's saying that she wanted to hold on to the get to prove that she deserves it, but that she could get remarried, but why don't you rip up the get? You should have ripped the get, and write on it, gitin danan karinu. The get that we ripped up, loy mishum dene gita psuhu, is not because it's a disqualified get, elekech dalay tigbe, because I don't want her to zim nachrita, to be able to collect with that get again. Says the Gemara, otakal de magbi beidin magbi, says the Gemara, does every time a woman collects a ksuba, does it necessarily happen in Bezdin, the Beis Din knows that they have the option of ripping up the get and writing on the get that she got her ksuba, and therefore the wife won't be, this doesn't always happen. So the question is, how could a wife ever collect the ksuba with a get? The husband's going to say, parati. It must be that the reason that the husband cannot say parati is because it's a toin achabezdin loyam meklum, and therefore she's entitled to collect the ksuba. Says the Mishnah further, matzagite noshim, if somebody finds a get, or shechur evadim, or a document that the husband, Eved Kenani was freed, or daitiki, as we're going to speak, there's a halacha of a shchimera, divrei shchimera k'ksuvim k'masurim dami, and the gift that's given by a shchimera has the full-fledged strength as if there was a kinyan, matana, or a healthy person that gave a gift, or shoivrim, or there's a receipt that indicates that the malva writes to the loivai received all a partial or partial payment of what you owe me. The halacha is hareza lo yachzer. We don't give this document back to anybody, says the Gemara Shani Omer, because I need to be concerned that these documents were really never meaningful documents. Rather, we have to be concerned that ksuvim hayu, that they were written, and then there was a decision not to give them. And therefore, in all these cases, the document may not be given back. So the Achronim asked, when we began the sugya, we began by discussing a shtar choiv that was found, and then we discussed whether it's a shtar choiv that has a chrayis nechasim, or it's a shtar choiv that doesn't have a chrayis nechasim. We spoke about if it had kiyum or not. Why didn't the Gemara just say this simple pshat, that we can't give it back because maybe it was never really used? So the Sefer Taras Chaim answers that there are different types of shtaris. Certain shtaris are never given back to the person who wrote them. A get is always left with the woman, with the wife. A shtar shikr is left with the avodim. And the halach is maybe only by documents that are given back and forth the Mishnah is coming to teach us, even by such documents, which are usually not transferred back and forth, the halacha remains that we have to be concerned that maybe they were never meant to be given. Says the Gemara, as we just explained, that what is the reason we don't give this document back to anyone? Tamad and Nimel Shloi Litnan. But because we need to be concerned that even though we have these documents, maybe they were never acted upon. Ha, it's Omer Tanu, if the husband who found, when the get was found, says to the people who found the get, Tanu, give this get to my wife, Neustan. We will give it back and use it for get. Vafilos mamaruba, even if it's quite a while since the get was written. For many, as the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechet the Gittin, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us, Hamevi get. The Mishnayos and Masechet the Gittin speak very often about shlichim who bring a get. And we speak about a get, shlich who brought a get, v'avad himenu, and he dropped it, he lost it. So the halacha is matzal alta if he finds it immediately after he lost it, kosher, it still can be used. In laugh, but if not possible, because maybe it's not the same get that he dropped. So why in our Mishnah do we not have that consideration? Answers the Gemara, Amarava Lakasha. Can, but Makam Shiyaris Mitsuyas, the Mishnah Masechet Gittin is speaking about many people traveling there, and maybe the get that was found is not actually the get that was lost. Can, but our Mishnah refers to a situation, and therefore, we don't have to be, there aren't many people traveling here. We need not be concerned that this get is the get that belongs, that this is the get, that this is a different get than the get that was lost. Says the Gemara, that therefore we just learned we need to be concerned that maybe it's not the get that was originally written for this couple, for who we only have to be concerned in a case shuchsuku shnei Yosef ben Shimon ber Achaz, when there are two people in the same name, the husband and wives have the same names. And therefore, we have to be concerned that maybe this get was written for a different couple. But if we don't have any reason to have that concern, we don't know that the people have the same name, we don't have to be concerned. Dilei Tema, because says the Gemara, if we wouldn't take the get, and again, it's again that this concern, the Rishonim explain, is speaking in a case where there are two people with the same name in the same city. Because in the get, the name of the city is mentioned. And therefore, not only do we have to have two couples with the same name, but they have to also live in the same city. And the Pashup shot in the Gemara is that we know for a fact that there are two couples with the same name at that city. But if we don't have any knowledge of such a situation, we need not be concerned about such a situation. The Shav Shemaitza, however, holds that on the contrary. He says, it's not that we have to know that there are two with the same name and now we have a concern. It's only the other way around. When we know for certain that there aren't, so it's a much higher level, then do we not have to worry. But in a case where we don't know one way or the other, the Shav Shemaitza says we would have to worry. Dilei Teimachim says, if we won't explain the Gemara this way, Kash the Rabba the Rabba, we're going to have a contradiction in the opinions of Rabba. Says the Madi Gita the Shtakh by Din Rav Huna, there was a get that was found in the Bezdin of Rav Huna. The get had been brought for Kiyam that they should certify it. They have a Kosovo, and it was written in the get, Bishviri Masa del Rochas Nara, in the city Shviri Nasa, which is right next to the river Rochas. And it says there that this couple, the name of the husband and the name of the wife, got divorced, and we say, we don't know that there's anyone else with the same name. And now the question is, do we have to be concerned about the get? From this Gemara, it seems that in the get, it has to be written the closest river. The Rishonim debate if that is essential to the kashrus of the get. Rav Huna says, Rav Huna, even though we don't know that there's anyone else with the same name, Cheshina l'shnei shviru, that there are two cities with the same name, the halacha is that we can't rely on the get. Says, ask Tosfos, if there is such a concern, so how can we ever rely on a get? Should we always not be concerned that there are cities with the same name? So Tosfos says that under normal circumstances, where everything is working as it should be working, and the husband gives a get to the wife, we have no reason to be concerned. And therefore, since we have no reason to be concerned, we aren't concerned. Here, and we've had this concept earlier in our shiurim, there's a reisa. The get fell. Once we have a reisa, that changes everything. Vamlei Rav Chisda l'Rabba. Rav Chisda, who was a Talmud of Rav Huna, said to Rabba, who was also a Talmud of Rav Chisda, Puk Ayim Ba, go look into this halacha, the Lord to Baim Nach Rav Huna. In the evening, Rav Huna is going to ask you for your opinion. Nafak Dak for Ashkach. So Rabba found from our Mishnah that the Mishnah is going to teach us on Daf Chafam and Aleph, we've quoted this Mishnah, that Ka Masa Bezdin, whenever we find a document which represents a Masa Bezdin, Hareza Yachsev, we could give it back. So here too, isn't that clearly an indication that we need not be concerned that there are other cities with the same name, other people? Says the Gemara, V'abeidin Rav Huna, the Kimakum Shishiyar Es Metzuyus Dami. So the Gemara makes its point now. Certainly the Bezdin Rav Huna was a busy place where many people frequented. The Kaposhet Rabba, yet Rabba said, the Yachser, we could give back the get. Alma, so we see from him, that if we have a reason to believe, because there are two couples with the same name in we have to be concerned and we cannot return the get. Eloi, in the absence of that, loi, we don't have to be concerned, even in a place with shiaras metzuyas. Says the Gemara, Ovid Rabba Uvda, Rava Paskin the Halacha, by Kitna the Pumbedisa, in the place with a manufactured linen in Pumbedisa, Kishmatzai, that we don't have to be concerned with two people with the same name, only when we know that they have the same name, and only when they're shiaras metzuyas. But if that, in the absence of all of those concerns, we could give back the get. Ikadamri, but the other way, version of this, what happened, Ch'eche de Mezabne Kitna, the get was found in a place where linen was sold. For who, and the reason that they allowed the get to be returned, Ishloi Huchsuku, because there was nobody, we did not know that there were two couples with the same name. The Avgav, the Shrichin Sheirasa, even though there was much travel going on there, it doesn't make a difference. We don't have to be concerned. But the Chasam Sofer says that we don't have to be concerned only in a case when there is no other city with the same name. But if there's another city with the same name, that adds a layer of concern. This took place in a place where they soaked the linen, Vavgav the Huchsuku, and even though we were aware that there were two couples with the same name, however, it was a place, the Loishchicha Sheyoris, there wasn't much travel going on, and since there wasn't much travel going on, we didn't need to be concerned. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira Rama Masnis and Abraisa, Rav Zeira asked a steer between a Mishnah and a Braisa, Umishani, and he was able to answer it. The kasha is Tanan, the Mishnah that we learned in Masechta Gittin, that we just quoted in Masechta Gittin, Daf Chav Zayin, Amin Aleph, teaches us how maybe get if somebody brings a get for Avad Emena, the loch is the shlich lost the get, the loch is matzal out, if he finds it immediately, kasher, the get is kasher. Vimla, but if he didn't find it immediately, it's puzzle. Ask the Gemara, Vermini, the Braisa teaches us, matzal get ishibishuk, if a get was found in the street. Bezmancha baal moida, if the husband admits that this get was used to divorce his wife, yachsalisha should be given back to the wife. Ein baal moida, but if the husband is not saying that that is what happened, lo yachsal lo lezeh v'lo lezeh, it shouldn't be given back neither to the husband nor to the wife. Because we have to be concerned that maybe he never gave this get. Ketonimius, but what does it say in this braisa? Bezman shabal moida, if the husband says, yes, I used this get to divorce my wife, the halach is yachsalisha, he could give it back to the wife. And the braisa did not differentiate, it was la'altar or l'zman meruba. But the Mishnah did make such a differentiation. So the question is that the Rishonim ask, the Gemara Masechta Gittin Daf Samach Dal Rama Beis says that a woman could say to her husband Garishtani, cause chazaka she'ein isha me'iza paneh b'fnei bala. There's a chazaka that a wife would not have the chutzpah, the audacity, to say to her husband that you divorced me when that is not what happened. So why shouldn't that, ask the Rishonim, be enough of a proof that they got divorced? Because why do we need to rely on what the husband is saying? Why can we not rely on what the wife is saying? That's the question that the Rishonim pose. And the Rishonim answer that, yes, if a wife doesn't have a get to support her claim, she's not going to just walk in and say to her husband, you divorced me. A wife doesn't have the chutzpah to say it. But in a case such as ours, where there's a get that supports her saying that you divorced me, once there's a get that supports her saying that you divorced me, that creates a situation that she feels much more comfortable to say something, even though it very much may not be true. And therefore, we can't rely, say to Rishonim, on the chazaka that any isha me'izah b'fnei bala, that a woman would not have the chutzpah to say to her husband, you divorced me for weren't true. So here we have a question. The Braisa seems not to require the waiting la'alter or the difference between la'alter l'zman meruba, but the Mishnah does, says the Gemara Mishani. And the way Reb Zeira resolved this contradiction, kamba makom shiyaros mitzuyis, in a place where there's much travel, we have to be concerned that a different get fell. Kamba makom shein shiyaros mitzuyis, so we don't have to be concerned. Ikad amra, that another way, v'hu shochsuku, in a place that the people that have this, the couples that have the same name, that's the line of header. That's where we can't get back the get, because we have to be concerned that this get was written for a different couple, for Haina the Rabba, and that's what Rabba said, that even that you have to have two conditions to be concerned. You have to have Shiyaros Mitzuyas, that there's travel, there's a lot coming and going, and you have to know that there are two couples that have the same name. Dikad Amri, and a third opinion, Ikad Afgav Deloy Huchsuku, even if we don't know that there are two couples with the same name, Loy Neheder, we can't give back the get in a place with Shiyaros Mitzuyas, because we have to be concerned that in this other city that has, there's a couple with the same name, same names, and therefore we can't give it back or plead the Rabbah. And this is disagreement with Rabbah, because Rabbah said we don't have to be concerned about that. Bishlama Rabbah, says the Gemara, Rabbah had asked the question from our Mishnah, that again, that the Mishnah Masechta Gittin said that there's a difference if you find a get between La'alta and L'zman Meruba. And our Mishnah said that Acha Ma'asa Bezdin, that since a get is a Ma'asa Bezdin, we could give it back, we don't have to be concerned. So we understand, asked the Gemara Bishlam Rabbah, Rabbah asked the question between Mishnayis, because Lo Yamak Reb Zeira, he didn't ask the question, Reb Zeira asked the question. Reb Zeira asked the question between a Braisa and a Mishnah. A Mishnah is always considered more authoritative, and therefore he preferred to ask a question between Mishnayis rather than asking a question between a Mishnah and a Braisa. Asked the Gemara, El Reb Zeira, my Tam Aloyam Karaba, why did Reb Zeira ask the question between a Mishnah and a Braisa rather than ask the question between Mishnayis and Malach? Says Reb Zeira, the reason I didn't ask from our Mishnah, Mi katani, that our Mishnah say hamatnu noisna fil zman meruba, that we could give it even zman meruba, that our Mishnah said only a concern shani oimer, we need to be concerned ksuvim haya v'nimel chaleim shloi litn, the get was written and then there was a decision that not to give it. So from here we learned that the entire concern is maybe the get was never used. But we're not concerned that if the husband says, give the get now, we shouldn't give it. Dilma, maybe our Mishnah, we could learn, Hamatanu Neusnin, that even if the get was found after a long time Neusnin, Lailon could have come along, but when will that halacha apply? Only Lalter. And as Reb Zeira is saying, the problem was that the Mishnah, Masechta Gittin, differentiates between La'alta and L'zman Meruba. Our Mishnah doesn't. So Reb Zeira says, what makes you say that our Mishnah doesn't agree that's only permitted la'alta? Says the Gemara, Lamanda Omer, Reb Zeira Mokim Shisharis Mitzuyas. But according to the version that explained that Reb Zeira says that in a place where Shisharis Mitzuyas, Avgav Shloihuch Suga Shnei Yos Ben Shimon, even though we don't know that they are two people with the same name, we need to be concerned. And that was different than what Rabbi said. Rabbi said, we don't know that there are two couples with the same name, we need not be concerned. Ask the Gemara, B'maikamethki, what is the basis of their machlokes? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Sovdiktoni. Rabbi says that when our Mishnah said, Ko Ma'asa Bezdin, if this, when we're referring to a document which is a Ma'asa Bezdin, Hareza Yachser, is speaking about a case, the Shtak Bezdin Eskinen, that the get was found in a Bezdin. And he says that every Bezdin, says the Gemara, according to Rava, is by definition, Kamakam Shasharas Mitzuyas. It's a place where there's a lot of action. And what we're learning here is that we don't have to be concerned that maybe it was a different couple. Because only if we know that there are other couples with the same name in that town must we be concerned and lo yachser. But if we don't have any reason to be concerned, yachser. Rav Zeira Amalach, Rav Zeira says that that isn't compelling proof. Who says that it's talking that it was found in a Bezdin? It's a Maisa Bezdin. All it says in the Mishnah, says Rav Zeira, is that Kol Maisa Bezdin Yachser Ktoni. But it doesn't mean it was found in a Bezdin. Because says Rav Zeira, if it was found in a Bezdin, since a Bezdin is a Mokum Shishyaris Mitzuyas, once the get is found in a Mokum Shishyaris Mitzuyas, we need automatically to be concerned. Here we're talking about a case, Loilam Deshtaka Chavroi. It was not found actually in the Bezdin, and therefore it's not a Mokum Shishyaris Mitzuyas, so that's why we could give back the get. But if it wasn't a place, Shishyaris Mitzuyas, we can never give back the get. The Gemara continues to resolve the apparent stira that exists between our Mishnah that says Kol Maaseh Bezdin Yachser and doesn't differentiate if La'alta Luzman Meruba versus the Mishnah Masechta the Gittin that did make that differentiation. Rabbi Yirmi Amar, the Mishnah, our Mishnah, and the Braisa that says you can give back the get, can go into Kamri Edom, where the Edom who are signed in the get, say, Ma'olam Lechasamna al get Echad, so yes, Ben Shimon. We never signed on another get besides this one with the name of this couple. And therefore, there's no concern that maybe this get is from a different couple. Because the Edom are telling us that it can't possibly be so because they never signed a get with another couple with those names. And from here we see, and I've seen that there are Edom who sign and Gittin that are careful with this, that whenever a get is signed, they're careful to make sure that the Edom who signed, keep records of what they signed, where, when, what, so they can be confident in knowing what happened. But ask the Gemara, Yehachi, if that's the case, so for sure we should be able to give the get. Me'ayla Memra, says the Gemara, because maybe we should be concerned. Maybe the names of the two couples and the names of the two cities and the names of the Edom are all the same, and therefore we need to be concerned. Kamash Malan, that we don't have to be so concerned. Ravashi has another way of resolving the stira between the Mishnayas and the Mishnah and the Braisa. Kigoyin the Omer, we're speaking about a case where the Shliach picks up the get, and he says, Nekev yesh by bitzat ois plainus. There was a simon in the get, and therefore, since he's able to give a simon in the get, that's a proof, and that he knows that this get belongs to this couple, that's why we can rely on it. Says the Gemara, but when can we rely on a simon? Dafka bitzat ois plainus. That the simon is very detailed. He says that this hole was next to this letter. Avil, if all he's able to say is Neka Ba'alma, that there was a hole in the get, but he can't identify very clearly where that hole was, Loi. Because says the Gemara of Ashi Masapkalei, because Rashi is really questioning when we have a simon, if the Raisa, and if the halacha is that a simon could be relied on with the Raisa, even if it's not a strong simon, it will be adequate, or if simonim are only the Rabbanon, and if they're not, they're only midrabanan, we can't, they're not strong enough to rely on, and we could only rely on such a simon in a case where the simon is a very strong simon. And the way, the terminology for a strong simon is simon muvik. And therefore, that's the question, can we rely on the simon or not? The Noida Behuda asks, why, even if we'll say that simonim are the Rabbanon, can't we rely on them? The whole concern that we have here is only a far-fetched concern that maybe there are two couples with the same name. So why, if that's the entire concern, do we not have to be concerned? So he says that that's part of what the Gemara means to say. What the Gemara means to say, says the Noida Behuda, very bechiddish. But the Noda Yehuda says is that we hold that Simonim are not the Raisa, but we are going to have to hold that the concern that there are two couples with the same name from the cities with the same name is a concern the Raisa. And therefore, the concern is a concern with the Raisa. The resolution is only a resolution with the Rabbanon, and therefore cannot be relied on.